This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Afghan government's Media Information Center said on Friday that the Taliban has shot the director of the center to death at a mosque in the capital. The shooting comes days after the Taliban warned they would target senior administration officials in retaliation for increased airstrikes. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the death. The director, Dawa Khan Meenapal, had previously worked for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Afghan service, winning an award for bravery in 2010. Kalu Chow, acting head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which oversees both RFERL and VOA, said in a statement Friday, "We mourn with our colleagues at RFERL and with the people of Afghanistan." Taliban fighters appear to be expanding their control of parts of Afghanistan. They claim to have seized control of a province and also took credit for the assassination of that key Afghan government official. A Taliban spokesman on Friday announced on social media that the Taliban had defeated government forces in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimruz province and taken control of the capital, Zaranj. Pro-Taliban social media accounts show pictures and videos of militants in front of government buildings. Some reports by local journalists suggest the city fell without a fight, though Afghan government officials said that was not true. The deputy provincial governor told VOA that forces from the National Directorate of Security fought the Taliban for an hour before the Taliban took control. He said Afghan security forces have scattered, and at least three of Nimruz's five districts are now under Taliban control. There were also reports of looting in Zaranj, and video posted to social media claims to show prisoners escaping from jail. VOA News. A regional official in Ethiopia says Amhara forces will launch an offensive on Saturday against Tigray forces who have entered the region and taken control of a town hosting a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In response, a spokesman for resurgent Tigray forces in Ethiopia told AP, quote, "We'll extend a warm welcome." An offensive would go against the unilateral ceasefire that Ethiopia's federal government declared in June as its soldiers retreated from Tigray. The Tigray spokesman said Tigray forces have crossed into Amhara in an attempt to break the blockade Ethiopia's government has imposed on Tigray. A New Jersey gym owner and a Washington State man have become the first people charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol to plead guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer during the riot. The pair of plea deals with the federal prosecutors could be a benchmark for dozens of other cases. An attorney for former mixed martial arts fighter Scott Fairlamb says prosecutors are seeking a sentencing guideline range of about 3.5 to 4.25 years in prison. Later on Friday, the same judge in Washington, D.C., ordered Devlin Thompson to be jailed in Seattle after he pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer with a baton. The State Department announced on Friday the addition of five alleged Islamist militants to its specially designated global terrorist list. The designation blocks any ownership or interests in U.S. properties and makes eligible for sanctions any person or financial institution who engage in certain transactions with men on the list. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the five Islamist militants include the senior military commander of Islamic State's affiliate in Mozambique, two senior leaders of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali, and two leaders of the al-Shabaab group in Somalia. About 40 migrants are feared dead after a boat carrying about 50 people traveling from Western Sahara to Spain's Canary Islands capsized. This is according to a Spanish non-governmental organization on Friday. Caminando Fronteras tweeted that 42 people died when the boat capsized off the coast. The group said 10 people survived and were picked up by fishermen. Official sources quoted by the Spanish newspaper El País said the number of people feared dead was 30. The accident happened when the migrant boat set out in bad weather on Tuesday. Details had only emerged on Friday. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.